Hey, listeners, Holly Randall here. Today, things are going to be a little bit different, and I'm bringing you a preview of a podcast that I love, and I think you will too, The Horny Housewife. The Horny Housewife is the couple's locker room where the host, Jordan, discusses the realities of sex in long-term relationships, how to be intentional inside and outside of the bedroom, and dating your spouse. From mismatched libidos, the male G-spot, backdoor entry, how-tos for men and women, no topic is off limits. Tune in every Monday for some guaranteed laughs, no sugarcoating, sexy tips, story times, and the occasional jaw-dropping question.
Question number one, how often are people giving oral sex to their male partner? My significant other said he cheated on me because he wanted his dick sucked and he wasn't getting enough. Been together 11 years, and I admit I don't do oral that often, but we do have sex at least one to two times a week. 11 years, that reminds me of last week's 11 years. Okay, first of all, I don't like the, I cheated on you because you don't suck my dick. Like, Jesus, like there could have been so much in between the time of being dissatisfied with what's not happening in the bedroom or sexually that to going and getting it somewhere else. Like, no bueno. That just means he's a piece of shit, because I feel like if you're really intentional, you really don't like something that's going on, or you really want change and you're a good person, and if you are, say you're in a monogamous relationship, then it is your duty. You signed up, you committed, you took vows, you did that whole thing. You got to come to them and be like, hey, this is important to me. I mean, I can't see why you would marry someone if you loved blowjobs that doesn't give blowjobs, but 11 years, I mean, has he brought this up to you before? I'm missing, I'm sure, so much information, but if he's brought this up, because 11 years, then, and you're just like turning a blind eye. I mean, I think I love a willing partner. That's just personal preference. I think being experimental, and that what that constitutes as experimental, to each their own, there's a spectrum. But oral sex, I mean, like, come on, you want me to be just realistic with you? Like, I think it's, you know, no fun. I mean, the poor man is going to wonder about a mouth around it. I know it's not some lady's favorite thing to do, but I vote you do it. I'm sure there's someone out there gasping and be like, Jordan is telling someone to do something they don't want to do. No, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. But hey, your boyfriend might be watching oral sex porn all the time and fantasizing about other women sucking his dick. So, you know, make whatever bed you want and get cozy in it. Okay, let's finish. I admit I don't do oral that often. Okay. And you have sex 1 to 2 times a week. So I think you're going to have to up the oral if I'm answering you like in a girl code way. Like, if you were my sister, my bestest friend ever, I'd be like, you need to suck his dick more, bitch. That's probably what I would do if you're my bestie on the phone. But you are fucking him, and he sounds like an asshole, though. This is not your fault. Don't blame you. Don't be like, well, I deserved it because I wasn't sucking. Is that you are not neglecting milking the main vein, okay? Does he make you come? Does he prioritize your orgasm? Does he eat your pussy? These are all good questions to ask yourself as well. So I don't think anything justifies. And I make the videos and the comments like, hey, so-and-so can't be bitching if she's told Todd she's been tired every night for 3 months. And then the 3 months before that, she had a migraine every night. And then 3 months before that, little Johnny needed her for three. It's like, you might get cheated on. You're if you blow them off for that long, you're nothing good is growing. Okay. I promise you his dick is still there in his pants. And I know the ladies know if your man's is a working one or not, if he's what the appetite is there. I'm sure you can gauge it. And if you are just blowing him off, I just don't see anything fun and rewarding coming from that. I see resentment, and nothing like means a guy should go be a piece of shit. If you're married to a person who is not willing, then I guess you shouldn't be married to them. I don't, no easy way to say it. And I didn't mean just willing to fuck. I meant willing to make things better, to get to a place where you can experience intimacy and pleasure with one another. Find out what that looks like. Go on a, if you can't get there, if someone hates your guts or you hate theirs, you know, just, you gotta look at the situation realistically. So I don't know what he's doing and I don't know what you're doing, but from the information I've been given, my vote is that was a lame reason to cheat. So if you're gonna be with him, I guess you're gonna be with him. But if he does it again, then I already think he's full of shit for using that excuse. But maybe you should call out, say lame excuse. But my bad, it doesn't sound very fun to suck your dick anymore knowing you had to put it in someone else's mouth. Maybe you could never. Maybe it inspires you. I don't know. Maybe he's not worthy though. So food for thought. Question number two. I think this is going to be really relatable for the ladies that have been married for men. And I think that I'm going to help some guys or maybe hopefully inspire some guys to get a little creative, okay, for effort. Love the show. My husband and I have always had such a fire sex life. The actual act is still always so good, even after marriage and kids. He knows what to do and how to do it. However, I feel like the initiation has gotten a little lazy. Now I get it. Things are different and sometimes we just have to plan sex after kids go to bed and all. I just feel like there's no effort to start things up. It's always just a funny comment or question like, are we going to do it tonight? And then I'll walk into the bedroom and he's laying there on his phone or like sitting there in his boxers just waiting for me to hop on. I know it can't always be this crazy hot buildup or spontaneous like it was in the beginning, which, man, do I wish there was a little pushing me up against a wall, ripping my clothes off, kissing my neck, something. Mildly toxic advice, please. You got to get the mug. Okay, so I felt for you, girl. I feel for you. I feel like that's such a thing. I haven't figured this one all the way out, so I'm just going to like talk to you like a sister, bounce some ideas off of you. You better fucking follow up with me. One thing I think that could definitely work as far as just kind of like wowing him, making him have like a jaw drop moment or like a real like appreciation for the baddie or appreciation for the intentional, like, ooh, she is like wanting to fuck right now or something, of like giving up the vibe of what kind of fuck you're trying to have. Are you following me? Are you following me? Okay, I think I would need you here to be brainstorming, but what is something that you would like totally not normally do? Maybe even something that makes you feel like a little like nervous. Like, would you be willing to put on some like really weird porn and he walks in on you and you have some sort of like really erotic thing going on? You could go up there, do that, make a horrific video, like get anal beads, and like not a horrific, like an amazing video, and you video you pulling them out of your ass and send it to him and be like, come upstairs. Or you could could we get a babysitter and we go out and do something totally fun, go to a comedy show, do drugs, just kidding. Go to a comedy show, drink an espresso martini. I was kidding about the drugs because then you can't have sex. So we want you to fuck. So we want you to, we don't want no whiskey dick. We don't want his dick not to function. We need it to be lovely, engaging, erotic. Go to a strip club. That wasn't a joke. Maybe you want to do that. Maybe these are ideas that you are like, no, no, N-O spells no. Where are you going with this? But I think you could figure out something that you're like, okay, this might make him be like, damn, kind of moment. And you're like, how does this solve my initiation problem? Well, before we wow him with this, you could just totally ignore him for 7 days. And the men on here, like, excuse me, I don't mean ignore him. Like, be sweet, respectful, everything you normally would be, his friend, his teammate, his lover. But don't be so DTF available. I say this because I'm so DTF available. And guess what? It's not hot. Like when you are, when it, something becomes predictable and routine, it's not always as exciting. It doesn't mean it's not appreciated, loved, adored, and cherished. Okay. But it doesn't mean it's like exciting, thrilling, you're anticipating, anxious, hot, heavy. And sometimes mixing it up or just like pumping the brakes. Take care of yourself, like masturbate and be like, I'm taking a break from your dick right now. Like do your own thing. I don't know. That's maybe me being really psycho and toxic and playing mind games.
That was a clip from another awesome show that is part of the Pleasure Podcast Network called The Horny Housewife. Tune in every Monday wherever you listen to your podcasts.